Okay.
Sorry I'm late.
That's all right. I have my motorcycle right now, so I didn't know it was going to rain. I should have watched the weather, but then I was able to get a ride last minute, so.
Yeah, it's a pretty nasty storm out there.
Yeah, I didn't want to ride my bike.
All right, we're going to reopen the meeting. Let's see, what do I have to read?
You just need to announce the time.
Okay, all right. It's 2:12 p.m. We're reopening the meeting. And Justin, tell us, we have your case in front of us. Tell us what's been going on.
So I know that I've not been very good with getting my papers into Sicily. I'm guilty as that because I have missed some like check-ins. I've been missing checking in, just life, I guess, things happen. But I have all my, I just sent these to her today. I have all my drug screenings that I do through the Phoenix, and I get done twice a month randomly. So I sent her all the copies of those just today, but I have all those. And that's why I've missed, obviously, because I didn't want to, she said there's no reason for me to pay for the whatever.
Affinity,
thank you. And then also have to pay here as well, as long as I was showing her that, you know, copies of them.
If those can be approved, those right. have to be submitted and approved through Jenna, which those haven't been approved through Jenna. So your tests are all showing as no-shows.
Okay. She said as long as they were the, in the email she said as long as they were the 7 pound or something, and I showed them at Phoenix what they had to be, and she said that that's what they do, is that they do more than what she was asking or whatever in the email, like the 12 panel or something, mm-hmm. and they do more than that, so how?
Right, but those have to be submitted and approved through Jenna, and I did not get those until immediately before the meeting, so you knew that those were all reflecting as no-shows constantly.
Right.
Every month.
Yeah, well, I knew, I just hadn't got these to you, and that's my fault, yeah. I just actually got these not a couple weeks ago. I went in and got all my results from my, like I told them I wanted like the last year. And so that's what I got pretty much back until the 6th, or no, the 5th, 5/14/2018 was as far as back as I went with it. Mm-hmm. So, but I was getting tested either once, at least once a month or twice. Some months it's twice, some months it's one time. Mm-hmm. It's just random, so.
Right.
But I don't know how. So how do I get them approved? I should have sent them in, obviously.
Right, because as I indicated in the emails, you need to continue checking in every day. If you're selected to test through Affinity, go in and test, because none of these have been approved, and I hadn't received them to approve them. So it's all showing as no show.
I did go one time, though. Before.
You did. Yeah, there is one test that you did take in September, and it was a negative. Yeah. But there are 8 no shows.
Right, and I because I was testing through them, I just figured that I should.
And there are also 67 missed check-ins.
I know, I'm not good at it. I won't lie about that. Like I forget. I even set a timer on my phone, but then I set the timer, but then something comes up before I even get into the app or something, and then I forget.
Well,
I'm guilty of it. Like I'm bad at it for sure.
You're gonna have to get good at it.
Yeah, I know.
You have to check in if you're serious about getting your license.
I'm
to a
serious.
Status where you can start working,
yeah.
You're going to need to check in every day. You need to start getting...
Set 2 timers maybe or something, or 3.
Well,
to where if I... Yeah, something.
It needs to happen.
I understand. I know. I'm not good at it.
What else has been going on?
Just lots of custody battles with my ex-wife. I went through a divorce. I think you guys knew about that, and it's still just kind of lingering on. She's just not being very nice, and so now we're going back Friday. I have to go to court for custody things, so I'm still just battling, trying to get, you know, custody of my kids, and so that's been really hard. And then I lost my job, and so I haven't had a job, and then, you know, I got kicked out of my last place because
was it a radiology technologist job?
Yeah, yep, okay. Yeah, and so then I got kicked out of my last place, and that was bad, and, you know, got evicted. And so I'm just trying to get back, you know, on my feet, trying to get my kids, or, you know, well, this is number one. My kids are number one, too. Just trying to get back on track, and it's been difficult. It's been really hard. Yeah, I'm trying.
Yeah, I understand. It's a hard process, but it's an important process. You need to...
I did too, though. I did graduate through the Phoenix, through their outpatient program. I did that. I had to do it for the court, you know, for my charge, and so I graduated.
Tell us about outpatient. The court. What court thing are we talking about?
Just when, from when this came up, the charges that I had, and so I had was ordered to do an outpatient thing, and I did it, and then that goes to the evaluations. I've tried and tried and tried, and they say they don't no longer have them, and they send them to me, but I cannot find them. And like all I can get is just showing that I did the evaluation, like right here. That's the only thing I can get from them. And I keep telling them, well, I need the like records of what was, you know, the whole evaluations. And they said, well, we sent them to you. Well, I never got them. Or at least if I did, I don't know what happened to them. And I keep battling them for it, and I don't know what else to do about that.
Where did you go?
Just the Utah County Drug and Alcohol Prevention, just the state building down there in Provo. And I have the record of doing the evaluation. I just don't have the other, you know what I mean, the other documentation.
Right, but that is actually why I told you that if you couldn't obtain those, you would have to go out and have new evaluations performed, because we base the requirements from the future of your probation off of the evaluations. We have nothing to go by. If they're recommending that you you need counseling, or you need to attend, you know, 12-step meetings or this and that, we have nothing to go off of if we don't have those evaluations, which are in the stipulation that you signed, saying that you would get those. The due date on those was July 9th of last year.
This is December 13th when I went in and did it, and they said no recommendation for substance abuse treatment or early intervention is being made. So I went in just on my own, you know, because my attorney said that would look good, and went in and did an outpatient program. And so, like, they had, my evaluation came back as no recommendation. So I don't know if there would have been anything said in there. Do you know what I mean? I don't know.
There may not have been, but without the physical evaluation,
so do I need to just get a hole in the pay for a whole nother one?
Yes.
Is that what I need to do?
Yes.
And what? Okay.
But I actually have reiterated this to you.
Yeah, I know you have. I haven't had the money to do it is my problem. Without having a job, I've been trying to stay, not be homeless for one. And so I've been trying to keep a roof over my head, and I just haven't had the money to do it. But it's obviously, it needs to be done, so I have no problem going and doing another one and making sure I get the right papers this time, or make sure I get a copy of the whole evaluation.
Justin, anything else you want to tell us? I think we should maybe discuss for a second. You want to do that, or
close the meeting? If you'd like.
Do you want to discuss?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a closure form, if that's what you choose to do.
Okay. Tom?
I don't think we need to, but we can if you want to discuss it.
Yeah, let's discuss it. Doug Burns, provided under Utah Code annotated 524205. I move to close this portion of the meeting to discuss the character, professional competence, or physical and mental health of the individual.
I second.
All in favor?
Nibs.
Doug Brown, aye.
Shane Clampett, aye.
Tom Leanberry, aye.
Darrell Garcia, aye.
Angie, you still there?
Angie Barney, aye.
221.